Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
The first 5 hours of my day, I am very uncomfortable.
That's the whole thing I talk about, winning the battle in the morning. So every morning I wake up, I believe in winning the battle against yourself. People say, why do you say that? Because there's a lot of things you can control. When you wake up, I talk about making your bed. Make your bed. Make sure your house is clean. Make sure you get your breakfast. Make sure you shower, shave. Whatever you're doing, control that. Don't hit the snooze button. All these things are very important. That's been told a lot of times. Why don't you hit the snooze button? Because you wake up already failing. You're already behind the power curve. So what happens when you hit the snooze button? You may not make your bed. You may not do your hair the way you want it. You may not pick the right clothes out in the morning time. And I go back to this real quick. Remember how you had a job interview for a job? We've had several of them in our lives. What did you do the night before that job, weeks before the job interview, when you knew you had it? You prepared your, you know, you had a bowl out for your oatmeal, your cereal, whatever you had in the morning time. Your coffee cup was out. Your clothes were laid out. You studied, you rehearsed, you were ready. You brought your best self. Mm. You're going to war with yourself because you wanted that interviewer to see your best self. You won. You got the job. After a few months in that job, you look around. I got the job. You start to back off. The clothes aren't out. You're not ready. You hit the snooze button. You don't get up on time anymore. You realize that you can still have this job and not be your best self. The interview you is gone. Your job is gone. You have your job, but the interview you is gone. So winning the battle in the morning time is just that. It's that you wake up in the morning time and you own all this stuff. Because once you leave your house, the world then gets at you. And that's why I believe in not getting up in the morning time and checking your phone immediately. Everybody does that. They get up, the first thing they do is grab their phone, look at the phone. Maybe bad news on there. So how's your day start off? I don't go to the gym. I don't make my bed. You're caught up now on that phone. That's how your day starts. You lost control. So once you win that battle in the morning time, then once you go out, now you've won. You go outside your house, you may lose your job, you may have a bad hit, but you won something. So you're going into battle having already won something. Having already won. So then if you hit the snooze button, you go out, you're just defeated already. You're behind the power curve. Now you've won something. You feel better about yourself. Mm. So now you're able to take these hits along the way.
Yeah.
So that's the mindset that I think it's important to bring with you every day you go. Mm. Why do you make your bed in the morning time? Mm. When I was in the military, I never forgot. I was like, why the fuck are we folding our shirt up this way? Why? Why am I making these hospital corners 45 degrees and then folding my bed back 6 inches, the size of a dollar? Mm. Why am I doing this? All these small things that we do in life are building your mind up for discipline. Mm. And all those disciplines are gone. Mm. So that's the one thing that we're definitely missing. Yeah. It's self-discipline.
Self-discipline is everything. And if you don't have it, I don't look at you right, because I know you're capable of more. It's not discipline so much for me. It's all on you. It's all on you. The self part is what's big. We need someone to hold people accountable. Fuck that shit, man. Fuck that shit. We count on people too much to get us through shit. And we look to our right, we look to our left, we're looking for help. And if you can build that self, you can build that total accountability in oneself. And it's not about being selfish. I'm trying to create a better me. So hopefully people who are hearing this are taking it the right way. Can say, I can run a mile. It ain't about running 205 fucking miles, doing fourth, being a city. It ain't about all that shit. Shit doesn't matter. I want you to see how fucking far you can go. And that's all it's about, yourself.
And your brain is the most powerful weapon. I talk about that in one of these chapters. Your brain is the most powerful weapon in the world. Once you put away your phones and your computers and all that shit we have nowadays, yeah, it's great. We're up to date. But your brain is the only thing you have when you're going through depression, when you're going through hard times, you're going through death, real life shit. You can't Google that shit, man. You're alone. You're alone. You may have a shrink you're going to. You may have a best friend you're going to. But there's 24 hours in the day where you're alone in this brain. And your brain is talking to you in all kinds of ways. And it wants to control you and pull you in these different pockets. If you can't control your own brain and your brain controls you, you're fucked. You got to tell your brain where you want to go and how you want to go and how you want to get there. You got to control it. If not, it's over. It's over. And all I knew back then was hard work. The only way anything gets accomplished. That's all I heard back in those days. You gotta work hard. You gotta work hard. I'm not getting how to, I can't get this paragraph. I can't remember what the fuck's in this paragraph to pass this test to get in the military. Read again. Still not getting it. Read again. But if you're not getting it, write it out. And that's how I started learning. Okay, well, I gotta write out every fucking thing I do. And then write it out again, and write it out again. And guess what happened? I got it. I can't swim. I'm negative buoyant. Go back again. I can't swim. Go back again. Go back again. Go back again. I got it. I realize if I keep going back and going back and going back until the shit just becomes, your mind will say, fuck, okay, we're gonna figure it out.
It'll find a way.
Because he is not going to stop. It's not like, I'm going to try one more time. No. It's just like, alarm clock goes off, boop, we're going back. I can't read right, we're going back. I gave myself no way out, and my mind realized that. It's okay, we're going to adapt and overcome now. Most of us fail in life because we're afraid of what everyone around you is thinking. That's 100% truth. So, we live by the narrative of other people. When I first called a recruiter to be a Navy SEAL and I was 297 pounds, the first recruiter looked at me and said, you're not gonna be able to make this, man. So what he was doing was he's projecting his energy on me. He knew he couldn't be a fucking Navy SEAL. So God helped this black guy, because I was only the 36th African American to make it through in over 70 years. How's this black fat guy gonna make it through? In my ass, he wasn't even willing to try. So he's projecting it. So a lot of us who are negative people, all we do is project how we feel on other people. So what happens is there's a lot of negative people walking around the planet Earth who are afraid to try. Because everybody, a lot of people are very negative in this world. So we are afraid to fail. Why? I told you, man. Shouldn't even try it, dude. Just chill out. Relax. Why are you so crazy? Why are you so obsessed? So all that stuff drives the quitting mind, I call it. The mind wants to quit. The mind's tired. The mind's deserving. the mind thinks it's very deserving. So yes, the biggest problem in this world is other people, not yourself. It's other people in your head. They are puppet mastering you pretty much on your life.
When I was in Navy SEAL training, people go, how were you there for 18 months? The program was only 6 months long. You were in 3 hell weeks in 1 year. No one's ever done that. How did you do that? I talk about the new norm. When I lived in a $7 a month place when I was growing up for a short period of time, I loved it. I didn't know any different. That was my norm. Once we moved out of that place, we moved to a $236 a month place. I was like, shit, I never want to go back to that little piece of shit. But if you go back to that $7 a month place and you realize this is where I live, this is all I got, your mind says, Roger that, this is home. So when I was going to Navy SEAL training for 18 months and going back through all the hard parts over and over again, I told myself after the first time, I knew it was going to be a long journey there. My body was breaking down. It was just how it was going on. I said, you know what? This is my new norm. So my mind said, it's like going to work. Like you go to work, you put your suit and tie on. I go into suffering every day. Every day, suffering, being broken, duct taping my feet up, stress fractures, shin splints, being broken. This is my new norm. And your mind says, if we're not broken, this ain't normal. We got to be broken. So then your mind starts to get tougher and tougher and more callous. People go, how'd you run on broken feet? Broken shins. My mind knew this is how we operate. We're in Navy SEAL training. This is what we are. I became hell. And that became my new norm. I gave myself no way out. There was nothing outside these walls of hell. Nothing. I love God, but for a short period of time, I became the devil because that was hell. I became the boss, the owner, the CEO of Navy SEAL training. That was my mindset. And that's how you get through things. You immerse yourself wherever it is, and you become that. You become that and give yourself no way out. I put every Navy SEAL on a pedestal.
It's easy to do.
It's easy to do. You read the books about them, you see movies about them. Superhuman. Never put anybody above you, man. Make it an even playing field. But you can't make it an even playing field if you're not working your fucking ass off. I'm not saying not to respect people. You gotta respect people. But if you're playing tennis, and you're playing Roger Federer, now let's say you're playing Roger, best ever, arguably best ever. But I'm fucking good at tennis. But Roger's the best ever. That's in my fucking head. And we're playing a 5-set match, Grand Slam. Before Roger serves the ball, the first serve of the game, first serve, set one, game one, first serve. In your mind, you're thinking, man, that's the best fucking person in the world to serve. This is how I thought about Navy SEALs. So what happens is, 2 sets fly by. Roger fucking smokes you, 6-0, 6-0, or 6-0, 6-1. You're like, wow, man, I can play with this motherfucker. But by the time you realize you can play with Roger Federer,
it's too late.
It's too late.
It's more important to own your weaknesses. You have to really triple down on those, man. Because why? You want to become a full human being. We like to run away from weaknesses. Like for instance, if you're good at running, all you want to do is run. Mm. If you're great at reading, you have several books. But we don't do those things that we're not good at. So for me, I realized, shit, man, like, I keep on running away from these things I'm not good at. I have to dive into these things. I have to become one with these things. And that's what happened. And so I own them both.
Yeah.
And I talk very openly about them both.
Mm. Do you ever have a day where you just think, fuck it, I can't be asked to do anything. I'm not going for a run. I'm not stretching. I'm doing nothing.
There may be some days I get up with poopy pants and I'm like, you know what, man? Fuck this, man. Like, what am I training for?
Yeah.
I have no race on the docket. Why am I having this... It's such a structured life. Why? And I'm like, you know what? I'm good. Mm. I'm done. I retire every day.
Yeah.
I'm done with this shit. And I sit around and I say, okay. And then this is my thought process. So you want to be normal. So you just want to be like everybody else that roams the world, not knowing the power that's in them. Being fine with being mediocre. You want to go back to who you were, huh, David? I'm like, fuck that, man. Mm.
And you have that conversation with yourself every day?
Not every day. It's those bad days.
Yeah.
It's those bad days. I see a whole bunch of people walking around out here. We have no idea how talented they truly are. Now, I'm talking about talent, like some God-given ability. Talent that sometimes you have to hone, you have to work on, you have to harness yourself. And they just walk around just on their phones, just clueless to how powerful they are.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Hey, it's Sean Nelson, founder and CEO of Love Sack and host of the Let Me Save You 25 Years podcast. Curious how successful people really made it? Tune in to hear from guests like Travis Mills, a true American hero, and Nate Checkitz, co-founder of Roan. We dive deep into their stories and lessons that shaped them so you can skip the trial and error and get straight to the good stuff. You can find me wherever you get your podcasts. That's Let Me Save You 25 Years with Sean Nelson. Listen now.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
We're afraid to fail a lot of times because we're afraid to get those people telling us that we're not good.
That's right.
That we shouldn't try again.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I look at it. First of all, those people are going to be there. And 99.9% of those people who are in your ear after you fail haven't even tried what you're attempting to do. That's first of all. But they have a voice. So that voice needs to be, you know, we're done. You don't need to talk to me anymore. Like when I failed the pull-up record, I was going for 4,020 pull-ups. And I failed it twice before I finally got it the third time. I had so many people telling me, you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how many pull-ups have you done in your life? So that's the first thing. Look at who's talking to you negatively first.
Mm-hmm.
And failure is the only way to grow.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to grow for me. Mm-hmm. Everything I've ever succeeded in, mm-hmm. 3 hell weeks.
Yep.
You know, everything, Ranger School, everything I've ever failed, I failed miserably so many times. But what you do with that failure is you go back, you learn from it. And not just learn from it, I call it the live autopsy.
Mm-hmm.
Where you get all this stuff, you get a scratch piece of paper and you start writing down, don't even acknowledge the fact that you failed.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at it almost like the daggone light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, this went wrong, that went wrong, that went wrong. And then you go back into it.
Mm-hmm.
All failure is a tool for success.
Mm-hmm.
It shows you how to get there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're willing to stay in the fight.
Yes.
That's the hard part though. After failure, all these voices start to say, no, we're not good enough, we're not good enough, we're not good enough. No, we haven't tried enough.
Yeah.
And that is so true.
We just haven't tried enough. But yeah, without failure, I wouldn't be who I am today.
And anybody, not just Navy SEALs, but anybody that can accomplish anything that is hard, the only separator is that they really want to be there. There's some people that get inspired, and that inspiration moves them to try to do something. But the inspiration is very high right now in this nice environment. We're in a nice environment. The ocean's out there. I'm talking to you. If I want to go to the fucking refrigerator and get something to drink, eat, I can. I watch a movie about some badasses, you're inspired. But the second you're not in this environment and you're actually doing what inspired you, that suck factor is now real. You can't just get off your fucking couch and get a fucking shake or get a fucking box of donuts or turn the TV or go take a shit or a piss or go get your girlfriend to cuddle up. No, you're now there. And only those people who have been there a million times in their minds and have lived in that water and have suffered a million times and realized my legs may break, my knee may break, my bones will hurt. I will be the coldest I've been in my life. I will be miserable and accept that. Because what happens is when you get in a horrible situation in life, your mind, I call it my 1 second decision. When you get in a horrible situation in life, your mind immediately says, get the fuck out of here. Everybody's does, even if you want to be there. But it starts to have all these different questions in your mind in that 1 second. And it says, okay, why are you here? Why are you doing this? Why this? Why that? And then you start to say to yourself, if you don't want to be there that bad, I have a beautiful wife at home, man. Why the fuck am I doing this, man? Like, this is stupid. This is going to get these guys injured. Like they're going to pay for this for the rest of their lives. I'm not going to break my body up to do this. Your mind starts to say, yeah, this is stupid. But if you are already knowing that this is going to happen to you, you have all the answers to these questions that your mind starts to give you when you're in suffer mode.
Yeah. I came home one night from work spraying for cockroaches. I turned on the Discovery Channel. I saw some guys going through Navy SEAL training, and they're going through Hell Week, and they're getting their ass just beat, you know, in and out of the water, guys ringing the bell. They're just suffering. And I was weighing like 297 pounds, and I had to make a change in my life. You know, I was at an all-time low, and I wasn't going anywhere. And I was exactly what everybody said I was going to be, which was nothing. So I had to make a change.
A lot of times I'll be in a 200-mile run or something like that, and I'm all jacked up. Body's broken, mind's broken, spirit's broken. I start to say, what if I can pull this off? When I first walked into the Navy SEAL recruiter's office, he looked at me and said, there's only been 35 African-Americans in 70 years make it through. You know what I said to myself? What if I can be the 36th? It's the what if I can pull off a fucking miracle. What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And just that, just me talking about that, I have the hair going up on my arms because it makes me just like, what if?
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm really good at creating an enemy. I'm really good at creating something that I'm against. And I'm also good at, if you ever tell me something that I cannot do, I'm going to let you know that I'm doing it. Right. Somehow you're going to fucking know one way or another that I'm doing it. It may not be like in your face. I may make sure that I run across the daggone world
So then it's on the news, and you turn the news on and say, how the hell
did he do that?
I want to do something that, you know, I'm here. So every time I lose like a big significant amount of weight, I call that recruiter up and say, hey man, I'm here. And before I knew it, man, this guy became almost like my best friend at that time, because I started actually changing his life. You know, he started seeing, wow, man, like, I'm glad I took a shot on this guy.
Right.
And not only did I have to lose weight, I had to go back and take the ASVAB test again. It was like a watered down SAT a couple more times just to get in the Navy SEAL. So it was a big process. So that 3 months was packed full of like failures, depression, even more. But what I found out in that whole 3 months, I lived a lifetime. In that 3 months, I started realizing if I can flip these insecurities upside down, if I can flip this fear, if I can flip all this shit that made me this depressed, insecure guy, if I can flip it and make it work for me versus against me, I started seeing the power in failure, the power in insecurity, the power in self-doubt. Because I looked at everybody, it may not be true, but that's how I looked at everybody, being way above me. I thought to myself, if I can be at the lowest part in the world, in the sewer, and be able to overcome all this shit, I started using that as power. And I slowly started passing the guys from Harvard, the guys from MIT, the guys who were these great, from great families and shit. I'm like, oh my God, I'm catching up. I had nothing. So I started flipping it and using this power. Theory, we cannot listen to theorists. So what theorists do is they take 100 people and they study the normal people of the world. They're all studies. There's a whole bunch of people outside the normal they haven't done studies on. They haven't done studies on the people who are seriously great. They take studies off of normal people. You cannot live in that normal mindset. You must be your best on your worst day. And how you do that is you cannot think of a normal mindset. You cannot have a normal mindset.
One of the big things that I feel a lot of us have in our lives is the doubters, especially the doubters from family members and people really close to us that we don't want to lose, but are telling us, no, you can't. Your dreams are too big. That's impossible. What the hell is wrong with you, David?
Right.
How do you deal with those people in your life that you still care about?
There's a lot of them out there, but most of them are that way for one big reason. They can't see themselves doing it. It's one big reason. The other reason is a lot of it is jealousy. When you set these humongous fucking goals and they see that you're getting at it, let's say, for instance, we have a family. Let's say we're all a big family here. All three of us, all four of us are a big family. And every fucking morning I'm getting up training for a 200-mile run. And you see me get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and all you fuckers are sleeping. And by the time I get done running my 30, I come home just getting up. How are you going to feel about yourself? A lot of times when you're overachiever and you have people, that's what I talk about, the mediocrity thing. A lot of our family members, a lot of our friends, they're mediocre. And there's always those couple of guys who are uncommon, who want to be better. But you make that mediocre motherfucker feel like shit. Yeah. Whether it's your mom, your dad, whoever, you make him feel horrible. I've been there. I'm speaking from experience. When you get somebody around you, man, who's trying to be better and you don't have the drive that they have, it's a constant reminder of how fucked up you are. You have to know that that's what it is. Anybody in your corner is not saying, man, get after it, brother. I'm so proud of you. They have a problem with themselves, because all you're trying to do is achieve more. If that's a problem for somebody, you have to look at them and say, man, you really have a fucking problem with yourself, huh? It's much deeper than what you think.
Right.
It lies deep in your soul. How I was able to fix myself was I saw how ugly I was towards other people who were great. I was able to look back and say, man, you don't hate that motherfucker for any reason because he's great. And you're lazy. You're lazy. He makes you feel like shit every single day. That's where it comes from. You have to know where shit comes from to be able to solve it. And I had to invent this person. David Goggins is an introverted, soft kid that got beat up growing up, and mindset, had to lie to create friends, to get friends, to be accepted. So my life has really been about two people. Very scary, but two people. I had to invent a whole nother human being to get outside of my comfort zone. And that human being became Goggins. Goggins is like the guy that walks out of the phone booth. He's like that Superman that walks out of the phone booth. And I was talking to my fiance today about, it's kind of strange how sometimes I have a conversation between David Goggins and Goggins. And Goggins will tell David Goggins about the shit he's done. And David Goggins like, what the hell, man? Why are you doing that? That's nuts. So it's kind of this battle between trying to find more of yourself, knowing that the real you is afraid, likes comfort, likes living in a world that is that likes to pat you on the back, give you the things that you want to hear, not the things that you have to hear to get better. So that's where all this kind of started from. When I did the pull-up record, and I finally broke it.
Took you three times.
Yep, did 4,030 in 17 hours. I listened to one song for 17 hours, and it was Going the Distance. In that round, when Rocky gets knocked down, and Mickey's saying, stay down, stay down. And he's getting up. Apollo Creed thinks that he knocked him out. And when you see Apollo Creed turns around, arms in the air, I fucking got him. Because Apollo Creed knows I was fucking this dude up.
Yep.
He kept coming after me, and I finally knocked him down. When he turns around and looks at Rocky and he says, and watches him get up, and Rocky gets his gloves and motions him to come to him.
Yes.
Apollo puts his head down and just goes like this. It's not so much Rocky getting up. That's big for me. Apollo Creed's face became one of a lot of people that doubted me to look like Apollo Creed did in that 14th round because I got back up repeatedly. And when you keep on getting back up like that, no matter how strong the person is that's beating the shit out of you, they eventually look at you and say, you know what, I'm tired. One of the most powerful weapons I have, man, is a cookie jar. In times of need, even the hardest person forgets how badass they are. So I've been through a lot of shit in my life. When you're going through a hard time right now, you forget all the hard shit you endured. So the cookie jar is a reminder that, oh, I can get through this hard time right now, but you gotta take a second or two to reach into the mental cookie jar. Let's say it's a fortune cookie. But in my mind, my mom used to buy these cookies, you know, in the cookie jar, and there's an Oreo, Chips Ahoy, whatever. That's where I got the cookie jar from. But you gotta open up and say, okay, man, I was in three hell weeks, and I got through two of them. You know, I was in Ranger school. I endured being called nigger. I saw these beatings. I you know, my mom's soon-to-be husband got murdered. I saw all these things. I saw a little kid's head get ran over. All these things I endured alone. I had to remind myself of the strength and the power that I have, that it's in me. It's just a reminder of how badass you are in hard times, because, you know, we just forget that bad time consumes our mind, and we forget who we are. You know, the worst thing that can happen to a person is you become civilized. When you get to that point where you believe that you've arrived, when you, my God, man, I'm up there near Michelle Obama on my book. I've done it, man. Mm-hmm. I'm good. The fuck I'm doing? I don't have to be a wildland firefighter, man. I retired from the military. I ain't got to go out there and dig fire line for 3 miles. I'm 43, man. I've done it.
You should just be flying first class everywhere and doing speeches and getting paid crazy cash.
And laying in a hotel kicking it, man. And that's exactly when it's over. That mindset right there to me is death. I'm not saying you can go as hard as you did when you were 20 or now at 43, but there's a new bar that you must always set in your life. And once you become complacent and you become civilized, you've arrived, you're no good for anybody.
And people wonder, why am I not achieving more? It's because once we achieve something, we celebrate for a long years fucking time. And we wonder, why don't I have drive anymore? Where's it all at? If you don't develop a routine of suffering, And suffering is not like go out and kill yourself every day. It's being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That keeps you hungry every day. If you live in your victories for so long and say, I'm going to go challenge myself for 30 days or for 2 weeks or run this one marathon. And it ends, I did one marathon. Okay. That's why it leaves you. It leaves you because you haven't set up the next obstacle. Obstacles is how you grow. You must continue to have friction. Friction is where growth is at. With no friction, there's no growth.
I love that.
No growth.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.